Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio. Alright, Monstrous Monday, we're going to jump right into it. Our sponsors today is www.stoltonespeaks.com, Monster US Apparel, Elite Way Management, and Picasso Paintings. This is Airplane James, just call Impress Me. You want to impress me, hit me up, 563-999-3411. I got Miss Unbelievable over here, and we ready to go. Monstrous Monday starts right now.
You put on for your section, big freaking bag for my weapon. Oh, yeah. I got nothing to lose. I know everything you heard and saw is not new. I'm top two out here and I'm not two. Out in Huntington Beach looking at drop coupes. Ooh, got a whole bottle of the Chardonnay. Bust down on my wrist, Cartier. Oh, she ride me like boom, boom. She ever got.
I'm going to call, too, if you let me. 563-999-3411. It is a monstrous Monday. How y'all feeling here in the Twin Cities? It was pretty nice today. You dig? It was a pretty nice day today. Shit, and we ready to get y'all week going. We got all kinds of things going on throughout the week. We got our entertainment news. We got our award-winning. I'm giving it an award. We got our award-winning fucking spoken word on Thursday night. We got sexiness on Wednesday night, and then we got Friday getting y'all ready for the weekend. Y'all know who I am. I ain't got to tell y'all my name, but this right here, this is Miss Unbelievable. You know what? I feel like I just threw you under the bus, Mama. I really did. I said everybody know me, and I just said your name like they don't know who the fuck you is. Hello.
Say that. Say that. You know, that's okay, because, you know, Litty Lit, Miss Unbelievable, author, all. You know, she just stands for herself. You know what I'm saying? They know who she be.
Right.
All day. You know, it's right. All good. Help. Welcome to Monsters Monday Memorial Special. You know, it's all good.
Oh, it's messed up. It is Memorial Day, ain't it? Ooh.
It is.
Ooh. My bag, y'all. So, all right. So, Memorial Day, what is this one? Because, you know, they make up holidays for anything. You know, they got left nut holidays. You know what I mean? Just for the left nut.
Yeah.
What is Memorial Day really all about? I mean, what's this holiday about?
It's remember the fallen soldiers that has went to war or who has died online or who has served their country. And to remember, you know, just to memorialize them, to know that we thank them for their service. And then also, you know, whoever you want to memorialize, you know, if someone that you love has passed away and you want to memorialize them, just mention of moments to them. So it's like a special day to them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you remember them every day, but this is one of the days where you
right.
could just go all out, put flowers, get free, you know, the government pays you, you know, all that good stuff. Just to say, I remember
right,
you and
right.
I thank you for what you've done. Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, people, if you got somebody out there that you want to remember on Memorial Day, hit us up, 563-999-3411. Put them on blast, and we're going to show them some love. So, okay, so, you know, we got all kinds of things. Like we say, we got music. We got new music. We got old music, remixes, all kinds of things over here for y'all. But one of the things we do, one of the things we do is we do the entertainment news. We pretty much talk about some of the same things other people talk about, but our commentary is a little different. All right, it's unbelievable. Who we got on the chat block tonight? Who going to get it in this entertainment news? Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? The gossip lifestyle.
Okay, so there is this interview with 6ix9ine that took place, y'all. I can't wait to tell y'all about that. Dr. Dre talks about this one rapper that, you know, why his career didn't take off. You know, we have some... this Asia couple gets beat up. We got an update in their mob case. We got a Staten Island situation. We got two wild parties at the Daytona and another wild party somewhere else. And then last but not least, a white person's face is getting hung. I'll talk more about that in a minute.
Wow. I just got myself like, wait, what happened?
Right.
We're going to find out what all this stuff is all about. God, that's what we got for
yeah.
that.
Interesting.
Okay,
Trust.
It's going to be a crazy one tonight.
Yes,
but
it is.
Your weekend.
What I tell you it is, it is.
How was your weekend?
Paying that. You know, it was really good. I'm moving, so, you know, a lot of packing, a lot of getting things together. I'm like that type of person, you know, I like to leave the place how I found or even better. So just fixing up some things, you know, but other than that, man, no complaints whatsoever. I enjoyed the nice weather. I was out in it all week long. I was like one of those kids. I don't want to come in the house. I don't want to come in the house. No, you can't make me. Yeah.
Right. It seemed like that was a lot of people. It seems like that was a lot of people. So all right, we got that. I do got a topic I want to talk about. And most people know, if you're my friend, anything we do, you know it's subject to the radio. You already know. So here's some things that popped up on my social media pages over the weekend that I want to talk about here coming up. We'll talk about it here just a little bit. But this is so it can marinate. Some of you guys might be able to relate. Ain't nothing like a conversation with a testimony in it. What makes people feel comfortable to put their own personal views on somebody else's page, whether it's a joke or serious? Here's another example. They're probably listening right now. I posted the thing about the people at a pool party. I can't remember where it was. I don't know if you've seen it. It's unbelievable. I posted it on my page. The pool is packed. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying this for reference of the story. But it's pretty much all white people. Ain't nobody got no mask, no nothing. These motherfuckers is juking. It's juking. I think it's in Texas, right? It's juking. So people are saying that's a shame, blah, 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 blah. Now a white lady comes along and says, only white people do silly shit like this. Blah, 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 blah. We need to be more careful and conscious of others. Something like that, right? But she basically said, dumb shit white people do. That's what she said. Then another white lady comes back and says, oh, white, oh, I'm tired of this. Oh, it's got to be white people this, and one of them black people do this, and white people do it, black people do it, da-da-da. Okay, that's cool. You have a point to your conversation. But who is you to come on somebody else's page with your political views? Think that shit. Keep it moving. You don't have to go on the page. Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. Because now you're challenging people on the page. Anybody who might have said something, da-da-da-da, you're challenging them. You're challenging me. I posted it on my page, saying, shaking my head. Now, if everybody on that page attacks you, we're going to talk about it coming up. We're going to talk about it coming up. I want to hear what y'all got to say. We're going to talk about it coming up. So,
can I just say something? Can I just say something about that? It may be one of the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Bumping Getting Fat articles that I have on here that shows this wild party, but just think there was two of them. So I can't wait to talk about it because that was going to be one of my thoughts as well because remember how they posted the stripper in the Chicago and how the young man got in trouble and different things like that. And mom, what the difference? Is it color? Or is it privilege? So I can't wait. Like I said, we're going to have a banger tonight.
Right. Okay. It's going to get deep. Podcast. Shit, we're going to talk about it. Get in. Don't get in your feelings. We don't get no fuck. This is Bama, Mr. 16 Bars. One of his new tracks is called Free. When they lift this pandemic, that's how we all going to be out like this.
I'm just in the middle. I like one of your pictures, that was accidental. Saw you at the store, how coincidental. And I didn't speak, I ain't fucking with you. Yes, I am free from all that bullshit and your family. Yes, I am free from all that bullshit and your family. I just got off work, pulled up at my home, and my house was quiet, and I'm all alone. Some emails and some dirty texts. Yes, I am free from all that bullshit and your family. Yes, I am free from all that bullshit and your family. I just got off work, pulled up at my home, and my house was quiet, and I'm all alone. Cell phone ringing, filling up a zone. Hands in the sky, cause I'm a party all night. No, time to go, live my life, this another episode, take control, take a vote, should I go and buy a boat, just to float, all across them love letters that you wrote, I just got off work, pulled up at my home, and my house was quiet, and I'm all alone, cell phone ringing, filling up a zone, hands in the sky, cause I'm a party all night long, I am happy.
Monsters Monday. I'm Monsters Radio Live. I'm DJ E Monster. This is Miss Unbelievable. We have another monster. She's busy right now, but she goes by the name of Jazzy B. So let's see. Damn, I almost want to. You know what? I'm just gonna play another song. This is Blazo. Is he the plug?
Look like he got it. He look like he got it. He look like he got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blazo.
People say this when they see me in the club. They be like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Is he the plug?
Yeah.
Walking his bitch and no presses to fall. They looking like, is he the plug? He look like he got it. Is he the plug? Look at him. Walking his bitch and no presses to fall. They looking like, is he the plug? Is he the plug? Look like he just made a job. Cause that nigga fresh as the fall.
Yeah.
Is he trying to, he selling them drugs?
Is he rapping or trapping?
Bitch, I'm fresh to death. Like my cough in the club.
You know it.
And I flex up so hard cause everything I got out the mall.
Used to wear white tees and Dickies. Now I can choose between Louis or Fendi. They watch me like TV, I deserve an Emmy. Every female with me, favorite line is Demi. Baddies came with me, you know I got plenty.
You know
my cologne, I'm like a walking tinny. Tell about tenders in the case of Remy. Don't jump out your skin cause my nigga keep itchy. We ain't even start flexing yet, and I could tell these bitches about to act a act.
Look at them homies,
niggas came through fresh, breaking bitches' necks with the aftermath.
We dripping soul,
fresh as the baby sack. Haters hating what they hating at.
Yeah, yeah.
I told them to check her back. Pussy nigga,
yeah,
go and
yeah,
check her back.
They looking like, is he the plug?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he the plug? Walking his bitch and no presses to fall. They looking like, he got it. Is he the plug?
Look at him.
Walking his bitch and no fresh is the
plug. Yeah, yeah.
They looking like, is he the plug?
Is he the plug?
Yeah, yeah. Is he the plug? Walking his bitch and no fresh is the fuck. They looking like, is he the plug? He look like he got it. Is he the plug?
Look at him.
Walking his bitch and no fresh is the fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look, he the one with the cocaine. To whip it like I gon' see
it.
Cause
whip
that nigga fresh like he on the clean. Ooh. They think I'm no plug just by my demeanor. I used to dream about my jealous.
Yeah.
Now I get fly as propellers. Fresh to death, they think I need a barbera. Feel like the king, I just need my Coretta. But I know these niggas is telling.
They
show my face for a minute, then belly.
I'm gone.
I'm young and I'm black with some money.
Yeah.
They wanna know what he's selling.
It gotta be.
But I'm being honest, your honor. I had to work for these commas.
I did.
They just think I am the plug cause the fresh as the fuck that you send my persona. They ask who he play with kids, cause
that nigga dope as fuck.
I know they hating me, this
that
I know.
Me and my niggas,
they cannot take me, probably cause I'm taking they home.
I did you a favor,
but you will not play with me, oh no, no, no.
Oh no, 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 no.
They
no,
looking like, is he the plug?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he the plug?
Walking his bitch and no press is the fuck.
They looking like, is he the plug?
He look like he got it.
Is he the plug?
Look at him.
Walking his bitch and no press is the plug.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They looking like, is he the plug?
Is he the plug?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he the plug?
Woo.
Walking his bitch and no press is the fuck.
They looking like, is he the plug?
He look like he got it.
Blazo. Hey, Miss Unbelievable, that was actually, he'd actually let us use that as a theme song for my music club.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, that was pretty dope. Yeah, that was pretty dope. Yeah. That was a dude I was really following as he was coming up, got to actually running down at South by Southwest. My boy Kevo, the plug, he connected with him as well. But yeah. That was actually our official theme song for my music club. So I, let's see, let's bring it back. It's about time for that. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? The gossip lifestyle. Yeah. So, all right, who we got on the chat block again? What's the rundown?
All right, so the rundown is 6ix9ine, this interview. I can't wait to just, like, you know, talk about this one. Dr. Dre talking about this young rapper's career, the update with Ahmad, Staten Island, stuff that's happening with this person being hung, and then the two parties that had a lot of Caucasian people in there. So, yeah.
Mm. Right, right. Okay. So, all right, what we got up first?
Okay, so first of all, I want to give an update on the Ahmaud case. The Ahmaud case is the one with the little boy getting shot by those two. Well, one was a cop and one was his son. And they were claiming that he was running away. Retired cop. Was running away. He was stealing from this. Well, he was jogging, but they claim he was stealing. So the family attorney says the FBI is conducting a criminal investigation on the DA and some of the cops are in the hot seat. So the federal authorities have been launched a criminal investigation in conduct of two district attorneys and members of the police department that allegedly covered up Ahmaud's killing. It took them 2 months before they even decided to arrest the two gentlemen. They were accused of murder. Not also is them to accuse of murder, but the one who took the video is accused of murder as well. They said a citizen arrest doesn't apply. It would be treated as law enforcement officers. He was shot, but it says it gives the problems of what's going on. Nevertheless, the videotaping of the shooting is saying that it's speaking differently. There should have been an immediate arrest. So the FBI wants to know why wasn't there immediate arrest on those two people who basically just gunned down this young man.
Mm-hmm.
So FBI is involved in all of it now.
Right, right. Now, I'm not trying to say nothing funky. You dig? I'm not trying to say nothing funky because at some point somebody's got to do the right thing. It's easy for us to sit over here and go da-da-da-da-da, but you talking about how they took a long time. Why it took you so long? Hello. Y'all should have jumped in this shit 3 days after it came out on the news talking about they didn't arrest his ass right away. Then they wasn't trying to arrest his ass. Then they fucking make all kinds of... Yeah, it is what it is. But, shit, you talking about them, well, what the fuck took you so long? It should have been looked at. But at least it's happening. You know what I mean? Just like there's people that will be out here and say, oh, during the political time, they always bring this stuff up. They always, I don't know, whoever they say, Democrats, Republicans, they all the same to me. They always pull this up during election season to try to rally up black people and blah, 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 blah. But at the same time, at least it's on Front Street. So why are you rallying about how they putting it out there? How come you not rallying about stopping the shit from happening to people? Because here's one thing, people out there, y'all not knowing. You other races, y'all motherfuckers, if you don't know, you better ask somebody. When they done locking us up and beating us up, who they going to go after next? Who they going to go after next? They going to go after y'all next. Let them keep fucking with us. They going to be in your neighborhood next, and there ain't going to be no stopping it. So we better, everybody need to come together as a community and fight against the injustice. Or it's just going to keep happening because people are trying to look the other way. Everybody talking about this. Okay, it needs to be talked about until it's eradicated totally. That's just my feeling. You don't like it? Challenge me. 563-999-3411. You got all week. You know my number. My bag, Miss Unbelievable. I got the flex, and then
you
got some more on that, or we moving on?
We're moving on because I want you to hold that when you were saying, you know, they're going to come after you guys. Well, in Kentucky, the governor hung an efficiency. So gun owners don't like COVID restrictions. So there's a picture of the white governor hanging on a tree by these white folks. So, and they got a picture and they're like putting them up like a noose. So, the Second Amendment Kentucky rally the day before Memorial turns an insane display of the governor being hung. It makes no sense after that some gun-toting fanatics wanted to whip the crowd into a frenzy. Around 100 people stormed the governor's mansion to celebrate the constitutional right as they passed the heat. but it shows now that in the picture, there's a picture of his face, grown men have been hiding in homes and they're wetting their pants over this invincible enemy that nobody sees. What is that? Let us come to face with it. The biggest history and shame is lynching. Now back to hanging. How far are we from a civil war when disagreements turn into a symbol of lynching? And how far a distance is there between hanging in effigy and hanging for real? In the mindset, there is actions not too far behind of you wanting to hang your own governor who is Caucasian because you don't agree with you and your amendment rights to carry a gun.
Right, right. You know what? I bet that's something throughout history people ain't talking about. They didn't want just hanging us. They was hanging other people too. You dig? Anybody who opposed what they thought as a group, your ass was going to the pie. It is what it is. It sounds really bad, but at one point that was, I hate to say it like this, but that was the American way. That's what it was. It was the American way. You don't do what we want you to do, we gonna bust your head.
Yep.
It's just what it was. Shit, we
that what it was.
Freedom, like, I don't want you to whip me no more and make me do what you want me to do just so you can make a profit. Then they made somebody an overseer to go around and collect your ass and put you back over there. Yeah, I don't.
So
my mind just went on a whole nother level. Go ahead.
You said what it was, and I'm saying what it is because it's now it's underlined under something else.
Mm.
It's underlined under something else. Now hold that. I love how you're just setting up all the different things that we have. I will be speaking, but y'all, he's like speaking, so it's setting it up. I don't really have to say that much today, y'all. I will. But check this out. Now, you remember I said it's setting up on something else? And here's what the something else. Staten Island shoppers gang up on woman. No mask. Get out of here. Hold that. So a Staten Island shopper, beyond debating this issue, didn't have her mask on. And they were shouting out to her rule breaker out of the shop. It was a straight mob, just as when a woman went shopping for groceries without wearing her mask cover. The woman tried to stand her ground, but eventually a handful of very loud fellow shoppers, Caucasian people, let the woman know that it was time for her to get the hell out the store. No Karens needed here to call cops because you can tell Staten Islands don't play. For the record, the governor ordered face masks to be worn in public, all where social distance is not possible. That includes stores, public transportation, and busy sidewalks because of this epidemic. How can you not wear a mask when you're going to come close to a person? So I might want to ask Staten Island and any other places, why are you taking away your freedom to wear a mask? Your freedom to wear a mask. Why are you taking a freedom to wear a mask? So who is enforcing us to wear a mask? Who is beating us up because we're not choosing to wear a mask? So, in other words, we're not complying to what you want us to do. So what, you're going to hang us, you're going to beat us, you're going to beat us into subjection, you're going to ridicule us as you did before. Now you got a reason because I refuse to wear a mask. That's not saying that it's 100% going to keep me from catching the coronavirus.
Right, right. It's almost like how people are, and we're going down it, like how a lot of these people are tripping. Even say, like, about the parties, people going to malls, people are getting out and about right now. It's the first chance to get out and really do something freely. Some places are open and some places are still not, but people are out moving around. And there's a lot of people like those people. At some point, you got to be a fucking, to me, you got to be an adult. You dig? Like, you got to be an adult. If you're scared that you're going to catch the coronavirus, if you go outside, I could see if the lady was walking through there hacking, showing symptoms, you got to go. But if she's not showing no symptoms or nothing like that, because honestly, the mask is really supposed to be for the people who are contagious to contagious to them. What you tripping on? If you don't like it, don't go there. Nobody invited you to that pool party. Fire your ass back. Those are adults. Let, they're responsible for their actions. They get it, they get it. That's on them. your own personal thing is to do what's best for you. If it's for you to stay in the house, not go to that party, stay in the house, don't go to that party. Don't get petty. Let them do what they do. They're adults. They look healthy. Why should I, if I'm not sick, why should I do all that extra shit? I don't have to. I'm not sick. So don't put it on me like I am. That's just my opinion on it. But that's like what that is right there. Now, like I said, I could see if she's da-da-da-da-da, but she's not. And now y'all going to gang up on her? Really? Is that how we do it?
I saw something interesting.
You know what? They say you ain't supposed to be selling dope. You ain't drawing no dope deal off the block.
I saw something interesting, though. So think about this, too. So they told us to wear a mask and be 6 feet apart for social distancing. It'll keep you from catching COVID. They told us to be 6 feet. You know, you can be six feet without a mask. And you still, you know, that's keeping you away from COVID. So what is it? Do you wear both? That keeps you from doing them both? Or can you wear a mask, not be 6 feet? Can you be 6 feet, not wear a mask? Like, where is the understanding of it all where you not, you just don't know. That's almost like a common cold. You know, when someone has a cold, you don't know if you're going to catch this cold from this person. That person just got the common cold. What's the effects of that person in this common cold? Well, I can catch it if I decide to stay around this person. If you don't know that you have COVID, then, hey, like we were saying last week, be healthy, immune your body. You know, start thinking of more of being a healthy person that you can say, hey, if it comes, I can fight it because my immune system can handle the situations that are within it. If your body can't, then you're going to have some problems. So with that, and then we could take a break. Doctors explain that they have a first human trial of possible COVID-19 vaccination. Take that break and you got to hear what's in it. Take that break and you got to hear what's in this one.
All right, let me see if I can find this. I got something I want to spin if I can find it. But one of the questions I got, and, you know, we just talking. But I'm just saying, like, okay, if you got on the mask and she don't got on the mask, where is the threat to you? You got on your mask. What? You're protected from her, motherfucker. What the fuck y'all running her out the store for? You understand what I'm saying? Like, if you got on a mask, even though she don't, aren't you protected?
Exactly. And while you all got it, like, if I choose not to wear a mask, but you have your mask on, why are you worrying about if I don't have my mask on? Because you have your mask on, so therefore I'm not no threat to you. You're a threat to yourself, the person who doesn't have a mask on, because they're choosing to say, hey, I'm good, I ain't going to catch it, right? But what?
Right.
You got to take your mask off for me to get it, right?
Boop.
So does all of us need to wear a mask? Does some of us need to wear a mask? Do we all need? I mean, now, don't get me wrong, we still need to keep clean. We're washing our hands, washing our ass. You know, washing your stuff, no spit. You know, those were common things that we shouldn't have been doing anyway. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, those were common things that your mama been telling you as a baby. What's your mama say? Get your hands out your mouth.
Get your hands out your ass.
Keep your hands
out your mouth.
Keep your hands down.
music. We're gonna play
some music.
I've been thinking about making love to you. Oh, let me turn the music up. Champagne, baby, let me fill your cup. DJ, baby, I'ma D you up. Oh, nice.
Baby,
I'll
be waiting. What up for you?
Yeah, yeah. What up? Oh, yeah.
Dancing, you can. Don't need no hesitation.
I've been thinking about making love to you. Oh, let me turn the music up. Champagne, baby, let me fill your cup. DJ, baby, I'ma D you up all night.
Baby,
I'll be waiting.
What
up? Yeah.
Let's get here. Let's get here. Best you can. Don't need no hesitation.
So when you pull up, do you wear a mask or not? Pretend that we're talking about that. Now, I did see one where they had this posted up in a store that is unbelievable. It's a little different. It says, no face mask allowed in store. That's right. I said no face mask allowed in store. Mm-hmm. Lower your mask or go somewhere else. Stop listening to Whitmer. She's a dumbass. If you can't comply with the store policy of our employee safety, I suggest you go somewhere else. So that's what it said on this company window. Obviously, they're talking about, I believe it must be the governor, was it Gretchen Whitmer? I don't know who she is. And also, they have like, they got all kinds of little memes talking about it where they got her. And you remember the movie Training Day? With Ethan Hawke and Denzel, where they got her face on Denzel's, and it says, I'll run shit here, and y'all just live here, on a Training Day poster. So imagine that governor must have said you can't go nowhere. But, yeah, but I like how, you know, we're just going to go to the entertainment. I'll give my commentary again at the end But yes, okay, what else we got at the tablet?
Yeah, but remember how your parents told you, you know, to wash your hands or don't eat everybody's food because it's nasty, if they're nasty in their house. Or you
right, you don't know what their habits are.
You don't know what they have. And, you know, you feel like that little bloop bloop in your stomach after you come from someone else's house and you get the flu or some type. Well, that's why. That's the reason why. We could have been getting COVID back then and didn't even know it. I'm just saying. But the first human trial. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying everybody I know that's black that got sick in December is like, oh, I've been had COVID. I had COVID back in 2019.
Yeah. Everybody I've been. Oh, me too. I was like, no, you didn't. I was like, I swear to God. I was like, why do you swear to God, and why do you even want it? All I did was, it didn't catch me. They didn't even know what it was. Okay? And you didn't know. If they didn't know what it was, you don't know what it was. How you just going to put yourself in that category just to be with the category? Stop it. I survived COVID. How you know? But this crazy, because I was that dead sick. I was never that sick before. Yes, you were. You just don't remember. But in China, you know, there's a million researches. There's a million cases. And the search for the vaccine has taken an important step forward. Researchers say the first human trial of a possible vaccination has been proven and found to be safe and effective to fight the virus. Now it's called, the drug uses a weakest strand of the common cold adenovirus to deliver genetic material which codes itself to find the protein in the SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. These coded cells then head to the lymph nodes where the immune system creates antibodies that can recognize the virus and attack it. These results are milestones. The single dose of the new adenovirus type 5 vector, so it's AD5-NCoV. So if you see that, 85, A as in apple, D as in David, the number 5/N as a Nancy, cold, run, because that's the vaccination that they're thinking about using. Produces virus, specifically antibodies and the T cells, in 14 days. Although AD5 was found to create a rapid immune response in the body, scientists warned there's no guarantee the drug would effectively fight the virus, but it's just a vaccination. The ability to trigger these immune responses does not necessarily indicate that the vaccine will protect humans from the virus. They're just showing the tests from 18 to 16-year-olds was split into three groups and given a small, medium, and large dose. Researchers found that the patients suffered from serious reaction to the vaccine after 4 weeks. Here's the common side effects: mild pain in the injection, fever, and fatigue. These symptoms lasted less than 2 days. So they are putting the common cold to fight it.
Damn, that makes you almost want to go out somewhere and get sick. I'm just saying. Okay. Wow. Yeah, this shit is crazy. Yeah. My whole thing about the whole vaccine and that type of stuff is I don't understand why some of these countries are like, they're like fighting about it. Like, who can be the first? Who gives a fuck who's the first? Just be part of the solution. But everybody's so money-orientated, and, you know what I mean, that's how they get their money, is through recognition. But, okay, but I hope they find it, though. I hope they find it.
Me too. Because people are, you know, tripping. They is tripping for to be the savior and finding it. But, okay. So, as we're in COVID, so Daytona Beach They said, cash me outside. Cash me outside. They wanted the taste of what's going on with all the folks who just regained freedom. And this is saying a song of beachgoers, around 200, descending on a car on one of the main drags at Daytona Beach to catch a few bucks. Someone inside a car was throwing cash out onto the street from the sunroof, and vandalism ensued. It got so crazy, one of the deputies trying to restore order reported over his radio he heard gunshots. He didn't. It was a car backfiring. Daytona is one of the main places around the country that attracted a large number of tourists and vacationers, and they're back out. Daytona is a hot spot. There's over hundreds of people out right now, and it's bedlam all around Daytona. They want that cash. Somebody cash them out of their misery.
Yeah. Again, only thing I can say is, don't get me twisted, whatever. You don't like it, stay your ass from Daytona. But all you can do, adults are adults, kids are kids, people are going to do what they want to do. Ain't really much you can do to stop it. Only thing you can do is protect yourself. If you don't like it, don't go to the beach. Don't go down to Daytona. You live in Daytona, that's your ass, Daytona. I don't know what else to say. But that's about all you can do. You dig? Is just protect yourself and let it be. And sit back and watch what happens. But here's another thing, like a lot of people ain't talking about. Everybody talking about, like, just because you get it, like, you automatically die.
Yeah.
A lot of people recover from it. Like the flu.
Yes, they did.
You dig? Now, remember, they talking about the people that got it and healed from it. They trying to take T cells from them or find something with their immune system to cure other people to find a vaccine. It almost makes you want to go out and get some motherfucker like chicken pox. Let's just get it out the way. I make it. I die. You dig? But let's get it out the way.
Well, that's how
I'm not telling
a lot
y'all
of people feel.
Hold on. Disclaimer, I'm not telling y'all to go get the coronavirus because then you're going to be immune. I did not say that. I'm just talking about scenarios that we looking at. I'm just saying. Okay, the motherfucker be like, hey, mom, they go get it. I'm going to be all right. No, I did not say that. Throat thumper, boop, awkward. No, I did not say that.
He said he will go out and risk his little life. His great life, his grand life, you know, that he lives, and say, hey, I'm going to go see if I'm immune. If I'm not, I'm going to fight it like a G because you can't always die. Okay? That's so serious. I know some people, and like I said, it all depends on how your immune system is. If you have a good immune system or if you are immune to it, some people are immune to cold. Some people are immune to chicken pox. Some people are immune to all that. I remember when I was one of my boys had chicken pox. I said, "Oh, I'm gonna put the other one with it." I was rubbing all on him, chicken pox, you know, taking. He was immune to chicken pox.
Mm-hmm.
He never
but
got
at the same time.
Got the chicken pox because I wanted to get it done at the same time. He never had a chicken pox. And usually, when someone has a chicken pox, the person next to you, you gonna have chicken pox. Just like with wingworm, if you touch somebody's head with wingworm, you was definitely about to get some wingworms. So it's all diseases and infections and viruses. They're mutations. They catch on and you can catch them. But if your body's immune to it, you cannot. If you keep your body healthy, it's a greater chance for you to fight off any cold, any flu. Because you guys remember, y'all talking about COVID, but the flu is still knocking folks off left and right, and we're not saying anything about the flu because we're still in flu season. The flu is still knocking folks off left and right. So, but I think you may be talking about this Wild Ozark Lake party. It happened in Missouri. The lake was filled with boats and sun worshipers. The governor reopened with safety guidelines, social distancing, but it was clear, wasn't nobody. Nobody practicing. Nothing. They said pretty much it's the beginning of the return to life. Problem is that exactly how the disease spreads, close contact without protection. One person can affect dozens, and each of those dozens can affect more dozens, more so forth and so forth and so forth. They're in water. There's no mask. They're right up on top of each other. They're all close. It's a pandemic party, they call it. It's as big as the one in Chicago, maybe a little bigger because they got, but they're following the guidelines. It's outdoors. It ain't less than 10 people. However, it is outdoors. And they're in the water, which they tell us to stay out of. But where's the, to me, and I'm going to just say this and I'm going to pass it to you, where is the, we should be doing this, let's shut down the bar, let's get to them as they did this, as they did the Chicago house party, as they did everything else. Like, if we're going to blast somebody on social media, let's blast everybody. Let's blast how no one wants to follow the social guidelines of this virus because it feels like it's taking their amendments away. It feels like they're taking their rights away. It feels like they're being told what to do. It feels like they can't live their life freely. It feels like I'm just being careless. It just feels because we're a feeling type of people. And whatever we feel ain't right, we'll speak on it. Okay? So, no, we're not going to ever fight this epidemic. No, they're not going. No, there's going to be something else, and we're going to still be in our feelings, and they're going to hide behind how they treat other people just to say, oh, this is right or this is wrong. So with the mask, you could wear a mask, not wear a mask, you're still going to be discriminated against. You could be 6 feet, 7 feet, you're still going to be, someone's still going to have something to say. You could have a black party, a white party. They're still going to say the black party looks worse than the white party because they ain't no strippers. Y'all need to learn how to party like us. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, there's that one. All right, what else we got?
Okay, so 6ix9ine reminds Shalamar the God after his offer to suck his dick if Tekashi beats his federal case, right? So 6ix9ine
wait, you had to back that up.
What?
What happened?
Wait,
who
wait,
said
what
about said what?
6ix9ine reminds Shalamar the Great about his offer to suck Tekashi's dick if he beats his federal case. So, 6ix9ine has left no doubt that he is back to his trolling ways following his release from prison. He's clowning. He's got more people that he's dealing with and got issues with, but this is the one that I thought was, you know, grand. Now he has set his sights on Power 105, the Breakfast Club host, Charlamagne the God. On Saturday, Tekashi posted a video of Shalamar on his brilliant Idiot podcast, recording when 6ix9ine was facing jail time 20-plus years for federal racketeering charges. A controversial media personality made a bold statement. If Tekashi 6ix9ine beat this case, I will suck his dick, Charlamagne claimed. You don't even have to ask me. Along with the visual reminder, 6ix9ine added in the comments, at the God. I will let you explain this. Apply your ballistics first. Technically. he told that man to apply his ballistics first. Now, technically, he's not supposed to be making comments like this because of his agreed he agreed to not get himself into trouble, right? He's not supposed to be trolling. He's not supposed to be saying anything about it. Hold on, my computer went down. I got to finish reading it.
Okay, while you get your computer together, we're waiting for that to come back. I mean, don't get me twisted. I know some people are like, because I was thinking the same thing at first, and I had to remember, when you're on radio media, the wow factor is what really, really, really creates the audience. Because I don't give a fuck what you say. I ain't finna say nothing to I'm going to suck any man dick. Joking
I'm
or
back.
I'm not doing it. So I'm trying to figure out why would Charlamagne the God say some shit like this. Whether he gonna beat it or not, I don't give a fuck. I'm not. But I get it. It's gonna get ratings. You see, we talking about it now.
Yes,
so I understand it. But go ahead.
Absolutely. So since he made the bold statement, Shalamar has since said he was only joking. But that hasn't stopped Tekashi from putting him on front street. Shalamar, who recently made headlines for his interview with the president hopeful Joe Biden, has yet to respond to Tekashi on social media. Word is that he's using all this to promote his 6ix9ine prison track, Goba. It says it's eclipsing of a previous remark held by Eminem, Killshot, virtually. It also is on the third billboard. So he's saying, Shalamar, come get this dick, basically, because it's time for you to man up to what you said you was going to do.
Crazy as hell. Well, you know, if anybody going to tell it, Pick-Packy is going to tell it. So it is what it is. But, yeah, but we're going to see what they're going to do to him. They should have been locked his ass up. But like you said, if that's part of the thing, he ain't supposed to be doing all that, then he's showing up doing it. So we're going to see. He should be locked up again soon. We're going to see how it goes.
I doubt it. I highly doubt it. So,
yeah.
Dr. Dre, now I don't know the artist Mystique. Do you know the artist Mystique?
Yep. Didn't have that too many
hits.
Had stepped out a little bit, had a little shine, but never became nothing big like T.I. or Dr. Dre himself, Snoop, like that. But, yeah, I know he's talking about.
Okay, so they're saying that the social media is what killed him. He said Dr. Dre's not really a social media guy, but Mystique really could have used social media for his friend because no one was picking him up. They weren't liking his music. They wasn't liking his style. And they believe if he would have had social media backing him, he would have been very known for his talent, and maybe, you know, the shares and all that and the streams could have helped his music along. He said because he, as Dr. said, he doesn't understand social media. He said because to him it's a blessing and a curse. So he tries not to use it.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, social media, I mean, that can help make anybody. I mean, you really don't need a label. You just need something viral. To be honest, something hot, something viral, and you're going to make it. Because the viral thing is going to get the attention. The hot is what's going to make them buy it, and then you're good. I'm not saying that a label is not going to help you. Yes, it can help you because it can get you in stores, major distribution, those type of things, but... With social media, I mean, it's making you, if nothing else, I mean, in all kinds of ways. But, you know, but you know, people always want to say this is why their career didn't make it. This is this and this is that. But that's if that's his truth, that's his truth.
Hey, you can't knock it. If that's how he feels, that's definitely how he feels. I agree. Well, that's all the who's up and who's getting fat that I have for tonight.
Okay. Well, let's see. Tomorrow's Takeover Tuesday. See, we're almost at the end of the show. Tomorrow's Takeover Tuesday. Where you guys can call and take over the show. It's probably the only place in the world, Miss Unbelievable, I think, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can call in and actually take over a radio show. I don't think there's nowhere else in the world you can do it. I don't think there is. We may be the only one. I'm not going to tell
I think
you about it tomorrow. So y'all got to push the link. Call in, brains yourself. You got an event coming up. let us know. You got a mixtape coming out, something going on. Brand it right here. Take Over Tuesday. Take Over. Don't put in Take Over if you're going to search it online. Put in Take Over. OVA. Any other last words you got before we get up out of here?
Enjoy this weather. It's beautiful. Practice whatever social distance you prefer. Other than that, let's get it. Let's go. See y'all tomorrow. Miss Unbelievable. SoLetMeSpeak.com coming at y'all.
Okay, you got some good spoken word for us coming up Thursday.
I do.
Okay.
Right at.
Okay. All right, so don't forget, y'all, go to SoLetMeSpeak.com. Don't forget to subscribe, because she has like a newsletter that she sends out. Make sure you get on that list. Purchase a shirt, get some merchandise, buy the book, because when you support her, you support the show, and that's how we can bring it to you for free. So, I'm DJ E-Monster. If nothing else, if you didn't do nothing today, wake up tomorrow and be monstrous. Have a good night. Peace. All right.
Peace out. Mwah. Love you for listening.